Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 50, question 125. What is the third petition? Give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide for all our bodily need, so that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that without thy blessing neither our care and labor nor thy gifts can profit us, that we may therefore withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. You'll notice in what the answer to the question says there that we're looking to the Lord for our bodily needs as well. In other words, the teaching of the Lord's Prayer is that God is not solely interested, solely concerned with big questions like what happens to us after death or our salvation from sin. He certainly is concerned with those realities in our lives, but the Lord is also concerned with our everyday needs, with the reality that we need to eat, and we need to drink, and we need to sleep, and so forth. And what that does for us, as we recognize that for every genuine need, the Lord makes provision, the Lord gives the answer, it teaches us to look to Him alone. Now, that's not to take away from the instruments that the Lord uses. So we're grateful for the Lord's blessings as they come to us through many means. When those many means include other persons, we're grateful to the Lord for those persons, and we're grateful to those persons as well for their kindness, for the service that they provide. But we should never get confused between the means and the source. The Lord is the one who provides every need. There's no need for ingratitude to other people who are involved in that, because the Lord has given that to them. But we should never be distracted. We should never fail to see through the means to the Lord who is behind them, the author of the means. And one of the proof texts that the Catechism references speaks to this very clearly, Psalm 62. The Catechism references verse 10, but I'd like to read verses 9 through 11 because it expands on that thought a little bit. Psalm 62, 9 says, "Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work." You see the contrast that's set up there. We're not to trust in human beings. We're not to trust in our own ability to make good things happen for ourselves at whatever cost, oppression or robbery. We're not to rest in the increase of our riches. Power belongs to God. Mercy belongs to God. God renders to everyone according to his work. And so we look to the Lord, and ultimately to the Lord alone, for the provision of every one of our needs. Amen.